Well, Suncoast is definitely in the set. That was not quite the right commercial. Ha, 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 ha. Just goes to show, hey, he who fails to prepare is in big trouble, especially when the boss is in the house. And the boss, Jessica Shand from Suncoast Casino World, is in the house. And with her, Josh Philander, who is the star of the show, the 90s show, the 90s spectacular. Welcome to you both. Lovely to have you on the morning show.
Thank you for having us.
And, it's going to be even more exciting because we've got a competition happening right now for 5 tickets each. And we have some winners. We have drawn winners, but we're going to keep you in suspenders for a while. That was a joke. You're supposed to laugh and say, that was very funny. You see, I love showbiz folk. Okay, so let's hear about the show. Let's get the boss. Jessica, you clearly have a handle on things. Tell us about what's happening at the moment in the theatre.
So we have 90s Mania that's currently running up until the 8th of June. Our shows are running Thursday through to Sunday. Thursday to Saturday, the show is at 7 p.m., and the Sunday afternoon shows are at 2 o'clock.
90s Mania.
90s Mania.
Because the music of the 90s was supposedly, you weren't even there, hey?
That's a nice compliment.
Of course not. But my mother remembers it very well. Thank you. Of course, the music from the 90s is fairly legendary. Josh, you're a performer.
Yeah.
Music from the 90s must be kind of look, it's 20-something years ago. So you would have maybe in the 90s, towards the end, you were crawling.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you, this music?
It's a crazy journey because I was born in the 90s. So I was born in 93. Getting to do songs from that generation, from that period, is such a nice opportunity for me because those are songs I grew up with. As you said, crawling around, possibly singing them.
Yeah.
I probably didn't know the words at the time.
It's strange. You know, folk think that, young people don't know music from back. Of course you do.
Yeah.
A good song is a good song, and some of the best go back, even way beyond that, which is why on our station we tend to assimilate music from across the tracks, back down the tunnel of time we go, and pull out the best of the best across the generations, so that when you amalgamate it and curate it with the best of right now, you have this pastiche of memories. Because look, if you're a bright young starter, you will have no doubt already assimilated memories of current tunes from the noughties, as they say.
Yeah.
But I promise you that as you grow and develop and move down the line, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time, God willing, you're still around, you hear tunes from today that bring those memories back alive like it was back. It's exactly the same thing for people that enjoyed the music of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And, here we are with the 90s, what do you call it? The 90s revolution? No.
90s mania.
90s mania.
Mania.
And is it manic?
Yes, it is. It's definitely very manic. It's a whole long journey of songs that we know and also songs that we kind of forgotten along the way. Once we completely forgot that we possibly thought, oh, there's a tune that I haven't heard in donkey's years.
Yeah.
Like what?
Mike and the Mechanics, as an example, Word of Mouth, such a fantastic song. It's actually the finale of our show. And it's just such a solid, wholesome song that I think a lot of people have forgotten about. I personally forgot about it. And absolutely brought back so many memories as I began to learn it again in order to do the show, which was amazing.
So Mike and the Mechanics features, which other big tunes from the 90s can you pull out of the bag?
Okay, thinking off the top of my head, in terms of the songs that I do, so Andrea Bocelli. Time to say goodbye, those kind of songs.
Now, let me tell you something. I saw Andrea Bocelli live in Cape Town not long ago.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite an awesome event, I've got to say. And what was particularly awesome was the fact that, now here's the thing, as he started to do the repertoire, the big tunes and then the very well-known tunes, I had the most peculiar reaction. I started to weep.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is because the power of music, especially when executed so magnificently. So presumably you're a trained performer, a trained singer, because you cannot possibly churn out classics like Time to Say Goodbye without having huge lungs.
Yeah, definitely lungs. I like that. Honestly, I am a self-trained singer, so I kind of always had the talent, but obviously worked on my craft in order to achieve a certain satisfaction in what I present. So it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, a lot of time spent, and yeah, I've definitely come a long way to actually get the confidence to pull a song like that off.
Talking about that, let's just go back a little bit. Showbiz, it's not an easy road, but you chose it. Why?
I could hold a tune. It just so happened that, a little personal story, I worked in corporate and eventually found out that wasn't the life for me, and then eventually decided, okay, I can hold a tune. I do come from a musical family where I've had previous generations in the business, in the industry, and I decided, okay, if they can do it, surely I can do it. And it's just sort of like I had that as I said, the ability to sing. I won't say to sing well, but it took me some time and eventually got there, worked at it, put the hours in, put the work in, and then eventually realized, okay, more than just a talent, this is actually what I want to do with my life.
Wow. Now, Suncoast is, you have a magnificent theater and support the arts extremely well. How does the public relate to that? I mean, are you finding good houses?
Absolutely. So all the shows that we've been having, we opened in 2018, and all the shows have been doing incredibly well since we opened. It's very, very well supported.
Is it a kind of supper theatre or is it a formal theatre?
So it's very casual, so you can come short, slop, however you'd like to come.
But do you have theatre seating or is it tables?
It's tables, so we have tables downstairs that you can either seat 8 or 10 people.
Ah.
Otherwise, we've got counter seats downstairs and upstairs where people can sit next to each other with a counter table in front of them.
And it's an easy night out. I'm just thinking in terms of our Bolito audience, but we tend to think that if you just travel across the Tongaat River, it's a very long drive. Bottom of Zimbabwe. No, that's too far.
not a far drive.
It's not at all. Huh?
Not at all.
And what time does the show start?
So Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, it starts at 7 o'clock. And Sundays, the show starts at 2 o'clock.
So it's only weekends.
So we run Thursday to Sunday. So if people don't want to drive at night, then they can come to the afternoon show on Sundays.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And now, you've very kindly given away a couple of tickets today.
Correct.
And we've drawn two lucky winners. Now, each lucky winner is going to receive 5 tickets, which means you and your partner can take your best friend and their partner, and then that friend that doesn't have a partner.
There you go.
And maybe you can find someone there.
I love that.
Isn't that lekker? So, the winners of the tickets to the show, the 90s wonderful show that features my special guest, Josh Philander, and Jessica Shan's company at Suncoast. Well, congratulations to Bronwyn Boerter and Diane Janssen van Vieren. Both of you are winners of 5 tickets each to that fabulous show at Suncoast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These tickets are valid for which day?
Any day. So we'll be in contact with them and they can choose which day they'd like to come watch.
Aren't you the lucky ones? But why don't you swing past the studio and we'll take pictures of you and make you famous, because we're going to be putting up my very special guests now as a podcast, this conversation, if you've just joined us and you would like to hear more about what you missed. You didn't miss a thing, because radio on demand is the thing these days, on catch up. But just in passing and in parting, the show runs for how much longer?
So we've only got 3 weeks left. The show's ending on the 8th of June.
Wow.
And then
what comes next?
It's a teaser.
Can I say it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me tell you the secret. It is absolute 80s. That is our next show. So we're going a decade.
So you're going down the tunnel of time. Yeah. Oh, cool. But eventually you'll get to my generation and we'll be delighted. My very special guests, Josh Philander and Jessica Shand. And what a show, folks. And don't miss it. 3 weeks left of the spectacular Sounds of the 90s at Suncoast. Josh, I'm not going to get you to sing live on the radio. That would be just terrible. I know. It's the worst thing in the world. And people go, can you just play us a quick tune? Oh, come on, just give us a few notes. But seriously, folks, you want to hear the man and his cast, you got to get to Suncoast very, very soon. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and an afternoon show on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining me
in
the morning.
Thank you
very much.